AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Federal law enforcement officials are evaluating how to proceed with several high-profile public events involving President Trump in the coming months following Saturday's shooting. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Saturday's attack at the White House Correspondents Association dinner was the third violent episode involving the president in less than 2 years.
It's part of the job. It is a dangerous... I can't imagine that there's any profession that's more dangerous.
While he's praising the Secret Service's response Saturday, a senior White House official says the president's chief of staff will meet this week with the agency and others to talk about what worked and more options for keeping the president safe at events around America's 250th birthday and the World Cup. They could include more thorough screening and possibly bulletproof glass. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Justice Department is using the shooting to pressure preservationists to drop their lawsuit over Trump's planned $400 million White House ballroom. Assistant Attorney General Brett Shumate called the Washington Hilton, the site of Saturday's gala, unsafe for events with the president, citing security challenges for the Secret Service due to its size. Around 20,000 seafarers on hundreds of vessels have been stranded in the Persian Gulf for weeks, unable to cross the Strait of Hormuz. Normally, about a fifth of the world's oil and liquefied natural gas transits the waterway. Dozens of ships have been attacked since the war started, with the UN reporting at least 10 seafarers killed. Despite extending the ceasefire indefinitely, the U.S. has kept its blockade of Iranian ports. Iran has responded by firing on ships in the strait and seizing two. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The rise of artificial intelligence is prompting college students to second-guess their career paths. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
College students say picking a major that's AI-proof feels like shooting at a moving target as they try to prepare for a job market that is rapidly changing. A surge of recent polls show that college students see AI as a threat to their job prospects, particularly those majoring in technology-related fields, as graduates face the prospect that AI will take that entry-level job. Analysts say college students often change their majors, but the growing trend of that reason being AI is startling, and say that Generation Z is seeking guidance in uncharted territory. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. stock market is drifting today, while crude oil prices climbed more than 1%. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.